views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, Benny.
Benny. Hi. And, of course, Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know, Mary Jane has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is a muscle test your body, finds out what your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a nutritional protocol, which gets into your body, supports it, repairs it, and brings you back into balance so that you can be the best you can be. You don't have to live in the state of Washington, actually, see Mary Jane, as she has clients all over the United States because she is a holistic intuitive. She's got a gift, and she shares that gift with tons of people, and miracles are happening every day. And today we are talking about, are you ready for the energy shift? Benny said he is.
Yes.
I know I am.
100% ready.
We're ready.
You don't even know.
Let's shift it, baby.
Let's do it.
Let's shift it. Let's remove our blocks. Let's get into it. Let's be ready to receive all the goodness that the universe has to offer. And with that, Mary Jane.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
Hello.
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 Did you give our phone number, Nancy?
Oh, and Mary Jane's going to be answering your questions today. So give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It could be about you. It could be about a family member. It could be about a pet. Cats, dogs, horses, of course. Relative. She's here, so I say take advantage. Take advantage, get some good information, and let's all get ready for the shift.
Well, and for all of you that have been thinking about calling but just haven't picked up the phone, today's the day. We're going to talk about that energy shift. Everybody's aware of the full supermoon.
Well, maybe not everybody, but we're here to tell everybody.
Okay, Nancy.
Has anybody really looked at the moon the past couple of nights? It has been spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. And I get up in the morning and I go grab my coffee. And it is just stunning. Big as could be. So it's bringing us special gifts.
Exactly. And it's a big change in the energy. The last 6 months, all the things that have been going on with you are about to change and change for the better. So the full supermoon and the solar equinox has to do with life-changing events that are coming up in the past. The last 6 months is ending, and it's a time for new beginnings.
And Mercury retrograde is also ending, which has a tendency to cause some havoc sometimes.
So anyway, it's about looking at what's gone on with you the last 6 months. And it could be your health, it could be what your job, it could be issues. And as Nancy and I were talking about the show today, the two of us were totally blocked. Like, nothing was coming through. What's this show going to be about?
Yeah, it was like, what's the topic? And I said to her to get out of it. I said, well, it's your show. I said, you have to think of a topic. And then she said, no, you're the co-host. You have to think of a topic. Well, every topic I thought of, she said no, because I was doing crazy things to make her kind of crazy. But we did have a lot of laughs over it, but it was a complete and utter block.
And then Nancy said, let's do a show on being blocked.
Blocked. I mean, everybody gets blocked. Nothing was coming in, but, you know, she's starting to get a little testy with me because I was like, well, we could talk about hockey or we could talk about this.
Anyway, then it dawned on us. Then it came through about the supermoon and the changes in the earth and the universe and what was going on. And that totally had to do with old blockages being cleared. So it was basically the universe, it was like a message about talking about how the energy affects us.
Yeah. And we've all been blocked. So we're happy to see our blockages are going to be released and let go, and we're able to move forward and move on.
Exactly. Blockages and bad energy are going to dissipate, and new beginnings and new energy is going to come in. So you have to be open to that and be aware of it and allow it to happen.
Be ready.
Be ready. And be in the now. It's happening right now. So it's not, and it's a time to write down, what do you want for yourself? What do you want for your life? This is new beginnings. And if you haven't already done it, you still have time to do it. So in the next 6 months, what do you want to accomplish? This is your time to bring it to you. So don't be limited to what you ask for. And we've talked about, Nancy and I were talking about the last several shows and how we talked about health issues and a checklist of health issues and about what's your story, what do you get used to and live with, and it becomes part of you, so you don't even think you have anything wrong with you anymore.
Well, it's like when callers call in, they'll describe what's going on, and then you'll say, well, do you get bloated or gassy? And they're like, well, sometimes. So it's, again, it's like we get used to things happening and don't really realize that, well, maybe things are a little off and I could be a little bit better.
Well, start to think that that's normal and that's the way it should be. And you're in it so long, you forget about the real reality.
Well, you don't pay attention. I think everybody is so busy. You're running from, you know, you get up in the morning, you go to work, leave work, you have kids, you're going off to soccer, you're going off to, you know, your sports practice, then you come home, you're doing dinner, kids have homework. So it's like everybody's just going through the day instead of being present and paying attention. I think we all just paid attention.
Well, and often we're doing everything for everybody else and not taking care of ourselves. And that's, we're either trying to fix somebody else or we're taking care of somebody else and not looking at what are you doing? What am I doing?
And if we take care of ourselves, then we benefit everyone who's around us.
Exactly. You don't have to fix, and I say that emphatically, fix those around you or issues or step into other arenas and be a target for other people. If you take care of yourself and you're more focused and trust yourself and allow your intuition to become more inspired, then the rest just goes away.
Yeah, because we can't fix other people. They have to be willing to do that themselves. But if we take care of ourselves, it's amazing what happens to the people around us. You find, and you stop focusing on them or thinking, well, you know, they don't do this, they don't do that. Well, that's a mirror of what you're not doing for yourself. So focus on yourself. Everything should fall right into place for
and
you.
Be an example. Be an example when you want your husband or your family to do something different or eat different. It's not about nagging them. They'll do it when they're ready. It doesn't matter what they do. If you take care of yourself, and you're the example, and you feel good, and you're happy, then others may want to be like you, but it's not your job to change them.
Yeah.
And it's a lot less work.
A lot less work. Well, it's the dinner thing. It's like my niece. It's like, what are we having for dinner? I'll say. She's like, well, I don't want that. I said, well, that's what we're having. So tonight you're either going to eat it or you're not going to eat. Not a problem. So make it easy for yourself. Everybody will fall into place.
So, again, that's a story I hear all the time. Letting go is one of the most difficult things to do because it's an ongoing issue. You think you get it, and just when you think you get it, you're going along, everything's smooth, and then something pops up, and there you are again, repeating the same old pattern. However, once you get it, when you repeat that pattern, like trying to fix somebody or let them go, when you step back into it, you will get it faster.
Yeah.
You'll get it faster. And then you'll be able to go think, uh-oh, I thought I had that, but I don't. For example, if you've tried to let go of a family member and they're not in good health and you've tried to do everything for them, then you realize they really don't want your help and they're not getting better, then when you finally let them go and be there for them if they need you, but not offer your idea or your suggestion, then when you truly can do that, then that you're in a whole different energy.
Well, there we go. And we're ready for that new energy.
Exactly.
Just like Benny said. So who's ready? I think everybody, this is a fantastic opportunity for all of us to be ready. Again, a fantastic opportunity for you to take advantage of Mary Jane's expertise. If you should have a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. She's here for you, people. Use her. All right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
You with the sad. Be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Inside you can make you feel so small. Show me a smile, then don't be unhappy.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show.
Who doesn't want to be unhappy?
Who doesn't want to be unhappy?
You gotta be happy during this.
Happy, happy, happy. Everybody wants to be happy.
No, some people don't. And there are people that don't.
I think there's people that want to be happy. They just don't know how to be happy.
Some people are so stuck in being miserable, their hole, that they, you know, here's the deal. Some people really, their vibration is so low or their heart is so broken that they cannot get out of it. They don't know how to get out of it. And those are the people that we use our Claris technology on in our office to raise their vibration. We've talked about this before. If you are in a low vibration, then your health is low, your mental health is low, emotionally, physically, structurally. And to get the nutrition that I use for people to correct imbalances raises the vibration. Clearing old emotional issues raises the vibration.
Well, and there are those people who think, oh, I only had a man in my life, I'd be so much happier. Well, that's not true. If only I had this. That's not true a lot of times.
Yeah, you only have, I had money.
Yeah, if only this would be. Well, why can't it be? Because you're blocking it. And you keep saying, I can't, or I don't have this, I don't have that.
You have to make a conscious effort to change.
And
if you don't know how to change, that's what I can help you with.
And sometimes I'll admit, for some people, it's not easy. It's not easy to get yourself out of that by yourself. It's not easy to get yourself off the
But what's the alternative?
Yeah.
What's the alternative?
So everybody needs a little help. Everybody needs a coach to kind of kick them in the booty and say, hey, things aren't that bad. Let's go.
Well, what I do is identify what it is. I can tell you exactly what's the reason, what caused you to be in that slump, if it's an emotion, if it's a heartbreak, what year it happened. Because with the muscle testing, your body has all the answers, and all I do is tap into your body to identify what it is. And then it makes it easier or clearer for you to get on track and change it.
And
some people don't understand that what happens to you all your life can affect you and build up, and you don't know how to deal with it.
Exactly. And some people may not want to share, and you don't have to share it. You're able, Mary Jane will say, all right, think about that. And then she'll muscle test it and say, that's it, or no, that's not it. So you don't have to go in and lay all your baggage out if you don't want to.
It's very safe. It's very safe.
It's simple. It's safe. It's effective. And it's so easy.
And if you're one of those people that's been going to the doctor for years and maybe taking some heavy-duty medication and still in the same condition with zero results, you may want to think of a change. I've had clients that have had major, I'll say, ulcerative colitis, and been on heavy-duty medication for 3 years, and the symptoms were exactly the same, no change. And since when someone comes in, what I do is the same system, the same protocol, muscle testing the body, identifying what organ is the main issue, and using whole food nutrition to correct that. And the nutrition feeds that organ specifically, which raises the vibration, so the body can take over and heal itself. If the body has what it needs, it has every opportunity to come back and be the best.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Your body has all the answers and the ability to heal itself. You just sometimes we need that. We need Mary Jane to figure out exactly what we need. And it's not going to the health food store and picking out what we think we might need.
Well, you've all done that. That's most people, that's what they're doing, and that's what they've done. And because you're just trying to find out, you're reading the labels, trying to find out if that's going to take care of whatever symptom it is you have.
Or you hear something in the news, and it's like, oh, let's rush out and get that. I was at the, I was at a store. I don't even know what store it was. And there was a mother and daughter looking at all the vitamins. And the daughter said, well, what one should I get? The mother said, well, they're all the same. It doesn't matter anyway. So it's like, well, they are all the same. But they're all of very low quality, as Mary Jane has explained time and time again on the show.
No two pills in that bottle are alike.
So why, I guess my question would be, why are you taking that anyway? Why would you?
Well, people are doing the best they know how. They don't know any better. If they realized what they were doing, they probably wouldn't be doing it. And some people try and go for better quality products, but again, you're just guessing what you need. And I see people come in with bags of supplements that they're taking, and most of them, well, they still have serious problems, so what they're doing isn't working. So we put all that aside and start from scratch, and they wind up with very little products after that.
Yeah, it's
and
so,
it works.
It's yeah, predictable results. Again, that's your you have
because almost every supplement in the bottle is the same. They have a quality lab process that checks these all the time, and that's why we have predictable results. When you're taking other products, no two products are the same. So you never know how they're going to work or what you're really getting. It might say so many milligrams on the bottle, but you don't know that that's what you're going to get. When ours says something, and it has a proprietary blend in it. It has a blend of things that make it work better and be absorbed, and the body can repair itself. And it doesn't matter what you have. Yeah, people come in with autoimmune. They come in with all these diagnoses, and it doesn't matter to me what you have. I do the same thing. I'm looking for where's the body deficient. I'm not looking for the label. The things I find will connect with what they have. However, I'm not going by just somebody comes in and says this is like ulcerative colitis. Well, ulcerative colitis, the bowel is totally irritated, but it actually winds up to be a kidney problem. The kidney's backed up and inflamed, and then all those toxins back up in the bowel and irritate the bowel. So if you don't take care of the kidney and you're just working on the bowel with prednisone and other things, it doesn't work. And then you need things to heal that bowel. But you have to take care of the main, what is the foundation? What's really going on? And then you have gradual, predictable results.
Yeah. A lot of people just take care of the symptom. Can't do that. That doesn't work. And why would you want to go to someone year after year after year taking something when you're not getting any kind of results, and don't carry those labels around with you. Don't own them. People well, want you to own them. Don't own them.
And the other thing is, how often does a doctor tell you, give you advice on what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat? One of the clients I had that was going to the doctor for 3 years, they never mentioned anything about food. She was eating all the foods that were just irritating her gut and causing her a problem. And then as we went through things with her and started eliminating some of the common things, for example, is gluten, dairy, eliminating some of the common things to get to some basics, and that's when her gut the ability to heal because it wasn't constantly irritated.
So here's a question. Why do so many people have problems with dairy and wheat?
Well, most wheat is genetically modified. That means they spray the crops and they use things that changes the genetic the genetic condition of the soil and the plants.
It's kind of like that GMO corn.
That's GM, yeah.
All kinds of GMO.
So when
stuff.
You're eating that, you're not eating real food. It's genetically modified. And so it's really, if you were, like years ago when people ate wheat, they didn't have a problem with it.
Well, that's
because
true.
The because the farmers grew good wheat. Crops. They didn't use, you know, years ago, they didn't use all the chemicals and things that they do today. So, and then dairy, most dairy is filled with hormones. Now they do have organic now. However, milk actually will feed a virus or feed bacteria. So it's not, because it's pasteurized and stripped down, it's not a good food. And it just will make things worse. And if you have diarrhea, it will give you more diarrhea. And if same with if you have a bladder issue and you're drinking milk, that is good. That is one of the worst things you could do. It could cause bladder spasms. I mean, if you really have a bladder condition that's serious, drinking milk is the worst thing you could do because it just perpetuates. It just constantly feeds that, the bad stuff. And then you get a little bit better, but you never really get well.
All right, I was just curious because a lot of people are, can't do dairy or wheat. But the wheat makes sense. But a long time ago, everybody was eating wheat bread. Everybody was high on wheat. Got to eat the wheat bread. It's better for you. But then, like you said.
Well, it's like people all are eating like the seven grain, the real heavy breads. But if you have a bad gallbladder and bile duct, you can't handle those things. Even if they're not genetically modified, it's too hard to digest. So, but if they're genetically modified, then you're in serious trouble because it's just going to cause more problems with the gallbladder and the liver and not be better.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about this. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Tune Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. Are we all happy? Are we happy? Got a love for
better
for
now.
All.
Yeah.
We're all happy. Getting our happy on. Okay, so we talked about, this is something Mary and I have been talking about a little bit recently. Just because it's organic doesn't mean it's always good. An example, I've gone to the grocery store and looked at the organic produce. And sometimes that produce looks very sad. I mean, sad. Like, wilting sad. And then you look at the other vegetables and like, oh, look pretty good. So not all the time is it best to get your organic.
No, if they're dead, you know, and they don't look good, they're dead. There's no energy or life to them.
But I have a complaint. Carrots don't taste like carrots. Tomatoes really don't taste like tomatoes. Strawberries don't taste like... Nothing tastes like it used to.
Well,
back
if you,
in the day.
Right. But if you get really good organic strawberries, they taste good. And Remlinger Farm out here doesn't use chemicals any longer for their strawberries. And there's, of course, our local strawberries, I think, taste the best. But in California, the strawberries are quite good. And they have a lot of organic down there, too. So it depends on if they're hothouse, where they're grown, and if they're using tons of chemicals. But it's always best to try and get organic, but just keep in mind, if it doesn't look healthy or alive, it's not going to be good.
It's sad.
Well, it's the same with grass-fed beef. All grass-fed beef isn't good. I met a gentleman down at the ranch, and he taught me a lot about grass-fed beef. And they pure
organic, wasn't it? Organic beef.
It's grass-fed organic beef. If it's grass-fed, it should be organic. So, but the thing with the cows, they have to have antibiotics. Cows have to have antibiotics. So it's not like chickens when you go and they're hormone-free,
cage-free, hormone-free chickens.
But the cattle, they do have to have antibiotics, but when they're truly the right grass-fed, they, from the time they're born, they're certified, or the parents are certified, and they have records of every single cow, every single injection, the history. They have a record of their history. And they actually have people hired on the ranch. That's all they do, is monitor the cattle and keep track of every single one. That is true, high-quality grass-fed beef. And he brought some to the ranch and cooked it for us. And it was like butter. It melted in your mouth. It was just amazing. And he talked about most people that are raising grass-fed beef now because everybody wants them. He said most of the grass-fed beef is good for soup. It's not a high quality beef. It's not going to make a good steak. It's not going to make a good roast. So there's a long story to that. I mean, there's so much more detail, but it made so much sense to me about when you're looking at grass fed. Again, all grass fed isn't good. depends on where they got it, what they fed it.
What's
it
on
has
the grass.
To be fed very specifically. And a lot of times they're eating like old grass, like straw. They're not eating green, fresh grass. So there's so much to it to get a good product. And so when you go to get grass-fed, you know, there's a lot of butchers now that have grass-fed, and they have pretty good quality meat, so you're getting a higher end. So just be aware of that. It's not always
organic.
It's not always what
great.
You think.
Exactly. Yeah.
And when you're putting in your body, if you're going through all that trouble to put it in your body, you want to get the right thing. So that's high energy and a good vibration that makes a difference. When it's a low vibration, the difference is like when I score things 0 to 10. If it scores a 6 or less, that's low energy. And it's going to slow down in the body and not make you better.
Is that what the causes the sludge, as you like to
exactly.
talk about in your gallbladder?
In the gallbladder, yeah. That'll slow you down. But if it's 7 or above, it's good for you and it energizes you and it makes you feel good.
So for the average person out there, I'm sure they're sitting at home thinking, well, how do I know if my food is going to be 6 or above?
Well, most of the time you could look at it. You could, you know, if it has energy. Most of the time you can tell. And the big thing is you have to wash all your vegetables, whether they be organic or not, with apple cider vinegar, a dilution of apple cider vinegar and water. You could put them in your colander, and Rhonda was explaining this the other day. Your lettuce
spinner,
put it in that and put your vinegar and water in there and swish it around and then just take that out and rinse it. But you have to rinse off whatever's on it. Just because it's organic, you don't know how it's handled and what's really on it.
And
some people think they don't even have to wash it.
Well, I think the beauty part of this, too, is what about that bagged lettuce? I know you're not a fan of bagged lettuce.
Bagged lettuce has preservatives on it. It'll say all natural and everything, but in order to cut that and keep it, it has preservatives.
So you have to actually wash
that. Don't buy it.
Don't buy it. Okay, what if you buy it? You should still wash your bagged stuff.
You should still wash it, but I have a lot of people get sick on that bagged lettuce, so you have to be careful. Yeah. So
she's just full of awesome information today, isn't she, people? Sometimes she could be a downer. Sometimes I call her Debbie Downer.
Sometimes when we go out to dinner, I score what we're eating all the time.
It is.
And Nancy will say, Mom, can't we just...
Can't we just enjoy it?
Can't we just eat without counting?
Because it's like she'll look at me and she's like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, well, I'm thinking.
You need to stop counting right now.
Yeah, thinking maybe a French dip, or I'm thinking maybe fish and chips. I'm not really sure.
It could be good, though. It could score good.
And she'll score it.
But now, see, that's about letting go. Getting back to the beginning conversation.
She can't let go. She can't let go with the family. She just can't do it.
However, I do work on it, and I wait to be asked. And if they ask,
she does.
No,
sometimes you wait. Other times you just pop in. I mean, she does it with like clothes or shoes. I'll say, "Hey, look at these! Aren't these cute?" And she's like, "Up, oh, scores a 2. I didn't even ask. That's the first thing that comes out of her mouth. That's not you. The 2. Let it go. So
exactly. See, I'm always working on it.
Tons of fun, especially when you go out to eat.
So. What about your health issues again? Let's go back to that. Your checklist. How are you feeling? What's going on? You know, it's time to make a change this year. I mean, this next 6 months. If you're going to do it, why wait? And the energy is working for you so you can step into who you want to be. And it's those old digestive issues that keep popping up, the bloating, people just forget about, they say, oh, well, yeah, I do get bloated and my stomach bothers me. I have heartburn, ear issues, people who have ear issues and sinus problems, and they're just chronic and they start to deal with them all the time or go on and off antibiotics all the time.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Well, it's starting to be allergy season for some of us.
But allergy season can be, you can have an imbalance in your body. And it could have to do...
Eagle. We have an eagle outside the window. I just love this studio. So the allergies, I have to say, I used to get an allergy shot way back when. which would carry me from like May until September, which was fantastic. I loved it because I didn't have the congestion. My allergies caused me to be have the sinus congestion, watery eyes, and then it also affects my energy. I'm like completely drained. So I used to do the allergy shots, which I loved, and then stopped doing the shots, started to go to the actual root of the cause instead of covering up the symptoms.
Well, that was way before I did what I did.
And now with the nutrition, I can get a handle on it, and I'm not destitute with these allergies for months on end and miserable.
Yeah, we just check the body and see where you're out of balance. Often it's the kidney that causes it, and but it can be anything. So we just get you on the right program, and that helps clear up the allergies.
Yeah, because those allergies, I'm just saying, because I know things are, this week we've had really amazing weather, unusual weather, but things are starting to pop and sprout, and I'm starting to feel a little
Well, there's also a lot of flu and colds going around, a lot. And so be aware and keep yourself safe and use good...
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands with soap and water. Don't use sanitizers. They don't work. And then use like Clorox wipes at home, because that will kill the bacteria. And use things at home to keep things, your doorknobs, and keep things clean, your counters, because when this stuff gets going, boy, it people are getting sick pretty fast.
Oh, and if you have children, who I sometimes refer to them as those little germ carriers, innocent little germ carriers going to school and whatnot, they're hanging out in the backseat of your car, take those Clorox wipes and wipe everything down. Definitely want to. And wipe off the gear shift in your car. When's the last time you actually wiped your steering wheel off?
Well, and if you're going on an airplane, you want to take
disgusting.
Them. I see people all the time now, though, with wipes cleaning their tray and their table.
The armrest.
Yeah, people are doing that all the time. If you're going on a cruise, there's different products. They have a lot of new products with hydrogen peroxide in it that are really good. Hydrogen peroxide kills things, too, and sanitizes. So look for things that you could take with you to help clean up your area and keep it safe for you.
All right. So what do you need to do to start taking care of yourself, or even your kids? Kids starting to be busy. Is it soccer season? Lacrosse? Baseball? All those things are coming up now for the little ones.
And, well, you know, the little ones come in all the time, and we tune them up so they could be the best they can be and play sports and feel good, especially kids in high school playing all different kinds of sports and want to be a swimming team, basketball. It doesn't matter what it is.
Or sharpening their brains for the SATs and all those kinds of tests.
We have great products for the kids for studying and for passing tests. College kids, when they go off to college, I send them with a protocol so they have the tools. They know what they need to take, when they need to take it. And they do great. On their own, without their mom, you know, they know what to take.
Oh, God, one of my favorite commercials is the kid taking the, I'll tell you when we come back. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we're talking about, are you ready for the energy shift? We are. We hope you are, too. We are going to go to the phones.
Yep.
Carol?
You were going to tell your story.
We'll tell my story. I forgot. I don't know the whole gist of the story, but I'm sure.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. But I do have a really good blonde joke after this. If somebody's waiting here.
So for that, stay tuned. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Carol. Carol, welcome to the show. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hello. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, Carol.
Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. What can I do for you?
Yes, this is not for me, but it's for, I have three friends, two who are very close friends, and they all have migraines. And I'm wondering, gee, do I attract people in my life with migraines or something? But they've had them for a long, long time. And what is your take on that? I think that it's just not nutritional, or it must be possibly something, of course, maybe nutritional, or maybe something, emotions that are stuck somewhere in the body, either from this lifetime or maybe past lives, or what I've seen advertisements on TV that say, oh yeah, we can get this taken care of for you, or get rid of migraines, blah blah. But
I deal with people with migraines all the time, and it's not an issue to take care of. Tell me, which one do you want to talk about? Just
pick one friend.
Just pick one friend.
Think about one friend.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't have to say their name. You got them?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So that person has it's the heart, had a broken heart. How old is that person about? Just an average.
Going on 74.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. So when she was very young, like teenager, she, something happened, and she had a broken heart, And her heart energy went into low gear. Like, your heart energy should be a 12 to a 15. Hers was went to a 7. So when you stay at a 7, then your heart energy is low. It doesn't mean she has a diseased heart. For her, it was an emotion. And now she's stuck in that emotion and hasn't been able to change it. And that's the cause of the migraines.
Okay.
What I see with migraines, it's either related to heart or an inflamed bladder every time. And when you correct those two things, or one or the other, whatever it is, the migraines go away.
Wow.
It's that simple.
Yeah. It almost sounds too easy.
It is. I mean, it's just, it's identifying the issue, supporting them, identifying the emotion. And once they see that and recognize it, they can let it go. And it all makes sense when we do it. And then put them on nutrition to support the heart and get the heart energy up. And bingo, no more headaches.
Okay, great.
Good.
Wow.
So for you, you know, you think you're attracting these. For you, you could send them positive energy. Just surround them with positive energy and fill that space. It's not about, again, you trying to fix them.
Yeah.
But by giving them that energy, that allows them to find their way.
Yeah, don't give them your energy. Just send them positive energy. Because then, on the other hand, you could get sucked dry.
Well, you probably would be, your energy would be low around them, whether you're on the phone or not, because energy is infinite. And if they're tired, they're going to draw off you.
Right.
And you could be yawning. You could be spacey, foggy when you talk to them or after you talk to them. And that's an energy drain. Then you got to fill yourself with good energy.
Yeah, well, sometimes I send them Reiki for other reasons, but I'll concentrate more on what we just talked about.
Perfect. And then make sure you take care of yourself, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fill yourself.
Yes, I do.
Good.
Great.
Well, thank you for calling, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. Well, and I like what Carol said. It almost sounds too easy. Well, let me just say, it is. I mean, for the new people that come into Mary Jane's office, they're like, I can't believe it was so easy. I mean, they think it's going to be this long, drawn-out process, but
it's always the same thing. I wish I would have called you sooner. And I always say, timing is perfect. You're here at the right time.
You're here.
But I'm telling you out there, this is the time. So timing is perfect for you with the energy shift. So step into it and
step in your power and get yourself tuned up, even if you think you're healthy. What's wrong?
I see a lot of people who are very healthy and they just come in to get tuned up because it's preventative. They don't want to go in that direction. So, and that's perfect. Then we put them on a program and see them every 3 or 4 months, and it's perfect.
It's kind of like, wouldn't you want to take something that your body utilizes and needs instead of just kind of random stuff that you think you might need but you don't need?
It changes your life and really saves you a lot of money, actually.
Yeah. So it is, the time is now. The energy shift is happening, and it's time for you to, you know, she is my mom. I wouldn't tell you to go see her if I didn't think she's amazing, but I've seen over the years all the things that she's done. I know it works. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, it works. Please go see Mary Jane. She's just so wonderful. It's amazing. She has a gift, and we are all lucky enough, her clients as well as her family, we are very lucky and blessed that she is sharing that gift with all of us and making the world a better place. Because when you're happy and healthy, the people around you are happy and healthy. So,
and remember, when you're healthy, you could do what you want to do and keep your eye on that prize and aim for the target. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to become? You are already that person. You just don't know it.
You don't believe.
So.
Yeah. So it's time. The time is now. Mary Jane's office number is 888 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Because I know that people call who've been listening for a long time, because usually after the show, those people have said, I'm tired of waiting. I'm done waiting. I'm going to call and make the jump now. So let's get it done. Mary Jane, anything else about your energy shift that you've
Well, write down think about what's been going on the last 6 months with you and write a list. It always makes it clear about where you're at, where your health is at, where your job is at, what's working for you, what's not working for you, and maybe start writing it and look at it every day and add to it or take away. And then also write, now, what do you want for this next 6 months? What do you want for the next year? But it's like having your eye on the prize of where you're going instead of where you're stuck. And again, it must be very clear. The clearer you are, whether it's wanting a new relationship, the kind of person you want to attract, it has to be detailed. The more detailed you are, the more you will get exactly what you want. If you're vague, you're going to get vague. Yeah. If you put down, I'd like somebody with a little bit of money, he's going to have a little bit of money.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right. Like to thank everybody for listening. We will be back next month. I hope everybody has a fantastic day. And thanks for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Now we wanna be with you.